Senator John Marty, kind enough to join us there. Senator, thank you very much. I know you're very busy. You're taking time on the floor.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Have you ever, in your mind, at the beginning of a special session, decided, you know what I'm going to do? Fly to Alaska. Have you ever decided you're going to do that?
No, I confess I haven't. And, yeah, it would be one thing. The thing that's ironic about it is that he was the guy who was threatening to, well, if we can't have our way on blocking clean cars, we can't have our way on weakening environmental standards, and we're going to shut down the parks. We'll shut down state parks and everything that everybody else needs for recreation. And not everybody has the money to fly up to Alaska for vacation. And yeah, I won't begrudge him that, but I just wish he wasn't in the position of threatening to shut down state government if he didn't get his way on every detail.
And Senator, by all means, I'm glad you say that, but I'm going to make the point. I'll make the point. First of all, he's the one that himself is trying to shut down this environmental bill in all the state parks. And on top of that, and this is one of the things that does make me upset, is that, say, you know, Susan Kent, Senator Kent, went to a family wedding on the first day of special session that was planned 3 years ago. The Republicans would be going ballistic about how are you not taking this seriously? The belligerence of just to do this on the first day. Is he supposed to be back before July 1st, or is he basically gone for the rest of the month?
I'm not sure what his plans are. I had only heard rumors that he was up there, but I don't know. I was just thinking it was ironic, given the fact that he had been the one threatening to shut down our state parks and all the DNR stuff and all the state government, frankly. To me, this is a critical time. I canceled some family plans because of the special session, and I understand if people have other things, but when you're threatening to shut down things for everybody else, the whole state, I think we have more of an obligation then to try and set aside our own plans to try and fix things.
Senator John Marty, Senate District 66, kind enough to join us right now. Senator, how much of a responsibility does the DFL have to save these Republicans from themselves? They pass these, they push these agenda items, they push this idea that, oh, well, I'll just shut down the state because this is their negotiating ploy. And it's not just this, it's the SNAP benefits at farmers markets, the Minnesota Historical Society. We can run through the list. There's these things that they try to push on these people. And the reality is you want to shut down the state. I mean, is the DFL have a responsibility to go on out there and say sacrifice clean cars just to stop them from hurting the state?
Well, I'm glad that the governor and others have said we're not going to sacrifice those things. We're not going to take these hits. Now the latest, I just hope that, you know, they're getting criticized for the market bucks, the farmer's market help for people who are hungry and in that kind of thing. Yeah, they want to trade it for everything else. So for some bad policies on the environment and so on, they'll trade anything. And the thing that hurt me most was hearing that they were describing the market bucks thing as, quote, double dipping. You know, we don't want people to get double dipping. These are seniors who are hungry, trying to get food, and, you know, they get a chance to go to a farmer's market and get $10. And, oh, that's too much. And they already get food stamps. I keep thinking, yeah, they get food stamps. They have soup kitchens. They have their own income, none of which are adequate to put food on the table. It's not like people are going out of their way and they're just begging for $10 coupons so they can get some fresh produce because they're greedy people. These are people who just want to eat. And that's the whole thing. That's what's so weird, that it's being characterized as if it's double dipping or something, when all these are people who are hungry and trying to put food on the table for their families. And this is the market bucks one is one that so not only helps the family, it also helps these small farmers who sell produce at farmers markets. It's for their advantage, too. And so, to me, it's a win-win program for people, and yet we have to be fighting hard to keep it from getting eliminated.
And it should be mentioned, I want to make sure we're aboard. This is Senator Tory Westrum is the one that's trying to kill this program, and his comments about the double dipping show that he just doesn't even understand how the program works, which makes you ask the question, why are you in charge of deciding what does this program if you have no idea what it does? That's a fantastic program. We talked extensively about that yesterday as well. You know, this is what, you know, Senator, when you talk about this, this is the frustrating element. There are places. We had Representative Jamie Becker Finn talking about the judiciary bill, and there was compromise. The budget bill yesterday seems like they're getting that hammered out. The eviction idea, they're working on a solution.
Right.
There are things there, but you have these absolutists that come in and, and that, you know, I know that most of these bills are going to get passed, but I mean, can you stop these people? Can you do you feel if the House Democrats,
that's
the governor?
That's the frustration.
Yeah. Do you think that they'll be able to pull it back?
That's the frustration. You hope you want to, you realize you can't get everything you want, but I mean, this is the whole thing, the concept of stopping the clean car stuff. It's not like we don't have a crisis. It's not like we don't have a crisis with climate, the crisis in terms of environmental things. And yet, we don't want to do that. That might make it awkward for people and so on. No, the auto dealers don't want it. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do everything in our power to block it from happening. No, I mean, this is not unreasonable stuff. The clean car standards are something I carried bills on that 10, 15 years ago, and we're long overdue for making it happen. And the governor has finally stepped up and gone through the administrative process, doing it all properly. And they're saying, well, if you want that, then we might shut down state government, state parks and everything. And that, to me, is sad. And so it's the House Democrats have been doing the best they can, but it's hard negotiating with people who are willing to, who want to do some things that we think are extremely harmful to the public, to the environment, to school kids, to other things.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to keep fighting it. And that's why when you draw attention to things like the market bucks thing, it puts pressure on them to have to give a little more. And so maybe we can win some of those. But it shouldn't be a fight. It should be everybody saying, this makes sense. Let's just do it.
I think one of the funny things about the market bucks thing from yesterday is when Mary Kiffmeyer becomes the voice of moderation, holy cow. So when you get there, one of the things, when you talk about the process here, I know that the Senate Republicans, they've treated the Senate Democrats horribly. They basically have said, you know, sit down, shut up. We don't want to hear from you at all. And that's got to be very frustrating for you when you're trying to do stuff and trying to make a difference because you've been elected to do that.
Right. It happens so many times. I mean, when I think of how many bills I've had heard in the last 3-4 years, it's pretty close to zero would be, if you round it, it would be to zero. I've had this catalytic converter theft prevention thing, and they put a little tiny provision in the Commerce Bill, but it doesn't really do a whole lot. But we could fix it. I mean, catalytic converters. I heard from Rochester TV station a couple of weeks ago who was telling me that their school bus company had 20 buses hit for catalytic converter theft. You're hearing it from Moorhead Police. You're hearing it from all over the place. In the Twin Cities, it's worse than ever. And, I can't get anyone to tell me that they oppose it, but they just don't want to talk about it. And that's, when I argue that everybody at the legislature can contribute some ideas and something, but they just kind of, even though we're down by like 1 or 2 votes in the Senate, kind of like, well, we don't need you here. You used to be a chair. I mean, I used to be a committee chair. Now I feel like I'm being treated like a chair, meaning a piece of furniture. Your ideas aren't worth anything. Your ideas don't matter. That's not the way you treat other people. I like the idea that we should listen to people, both parties and so on. But no, it's frustrating because you're put in a position where they act as if you don't matter.
Next year will be interesting. Also, when redistricting happens, that's going to be very fun. Can't wait to watch their face when we see where the new districts are. The last thing I'm just going to ask you really quick here is the you guys play Ron Latz, Susan Kent, yourself. You guys, I love how you play soccer goalie because let's face it, we've had in the past double crosses and these final bills come on out and things somehow mysteriously disappear from them. Sometimes things get added to them. The Senate does a great job. I'm presuming you guys are gearing yourself up to when those final bills get there, your crews can take a look through them and make sure that they're on the up and up and that people have not adulterated them. Is that correct?
Right. We're trying to, again, in Finance Committee, which is meeting in a little while. I mean, we get bills coming out that nobody's seen except the chairs and leadership. And so we don't have any access to them. And then they are going to be heard an hour or so later. So, yeah, we're doing everything we can, and our staff are working like fanatics trying to get through the bills and summarize and make sure that there are no surprises that shouldn't be there.
Senator, if you do have your favorite Minnesota, not Alaska, Minnesota lake, what's your favorite Minnesota lake that you like to go to, my friend?
Oh, I think Lake Superior is, is my favorite. Maybe it's because of the size.
It's a beaut.
I love it. We got 15,000 lakes over 10 acres. I kind of like, everyone I've been to, I've kind of liked.
That's beautiful. Well, I'm with you. I'm vacationing in Minnesota when my job is done, when I go on vacation, not when special session
when
starts.
When you're ready to go. Yes. I think you're right. We have an obligation to get the public business done first, and I hope we can do that in the next day or two, next few days. Won't be this next day or two, but it's got to be more than the day before the end of the month. We got to, every day we get closer to shutdown, the more cost and the more headache and the more everything it is, not just for the state employees, but all the people they serve and all the state, every aspect of state lives that state government touches. So we've got to fix it, and I hope we can do it quickly.
I'm glad you're there. I'm glad you're taking care of it. I'm glad you're not in Alaska, and I'm glad you're taking this seriously. Thank you very much. Senator John Marty, Senate District 66, all my best in negotiations. Thanks for being there, my friend.
Take care.
Senator John Marty, kind enough to join us. We'll take a quick break, get back, wrap up the first hour. When we're done, it's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.